Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, CAF Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you for waking up with us today. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock on blogtalkradio.com. I want to say hello to our friends from ICANN Ministries, Dr. Green, and the folks listening in Trinidad. Thank you so much. The Sunday morning team is here. Let's go down the line here. First, Henrietta Ivy, our political analyst, community activist, and home care advocate. I got it all right here. Good morning, Henrietta.
Thank you, Michael. Good morning. Good morning, Michael. Good morning to the Sunday morning team, and good morning to the beautiful citizens of Detroit.
Great. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor. She's an author, speaker from the Batchelor Davis Group. Good morning, Kim B. Davis.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our superstar Sunday morning team. Good morning, mm-hmm. Detroit.
Yes, yes, it is. And evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, prophetess, minister, songstress, our devotional leader. Good morning, evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning to our Sunday morning team, and good morning to our wonderful listening audience. Thank you for calling us superstars, Kimberly.
Yes, yes. It's appropriate, yes. The show is brought to you by the law office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Sharp and Associates Insurance Agency and agent owner Rosemary Moore, Heaven Sent Home Support Services, in-home care for the elderly, ill and disabled, and Livinoise Dental Care, keep your smile bright. Let me just go down and just mention a few of our supporters too, as before we get going this morning. I'm listening to the early morning show on the Praise Network. We had Wayne County Commissioner Monique Baker McCormick on talking about the war on trash. And now as the summer approaches, it's exposing a lot of the trash, vacant lots on streets, sidewalks, and we've got to address it. And she has been very aggressive in approaching this during her second term. It was a great conversation this morning on the program. Johnny Hawkins is celebrating his 25th year. It is a silver anniversary for the attorney. They call him the Warrior Lawyer. He specializes in personal injury, but he also handles wills, conservatorships, probate, guardianships, all that. Here's the number for Attorney Johnny Hawkins, 248-567-9990, 248-567-9990. Livinoise Dental Care, look, from dental hygienists to dental assistants to our lab technicians and other office staff, we show that the best customer experience comes from a genuine care and concern. Our goal is to ensure every appointment is comfortable, relieves any pain or discomfort, and exceeds your expectations. You are our priority. 313-340-9709, Livinoise Dental Care. Keep your smile bright. And finally, before we take a break and come back with the latest news and weather, Heaven Sent Home Support Care Services, a home care agency that assists the elderly, ill, and disabled with services like personal care, meals, med reminders, household chores, laundry, respite care, companionship, and much more. Here's the number for Heaven Sent Home Support Services, 248-262-7111. All right. When we come back, we're going to be we have the latest in news, weather, and commentary, and the Sunday morning team right after these messages.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. This segment of programming is brought to you by Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency, specializing in business insurance. As your business evolves, so will your risk. Sharp & Associates will identify potential risk to your business and explore insurance options. A plan will be customized based on the specific needs of your business. In addition, Sharp specializes in auto, home, medical, life, and health insurance. Whatever your needs, we provide a wide range of insurance products to choose from. Protect your company and your livelihood for the long term with Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency. Contact us now at 833-668-0086 or go to our website, sharp-insurance.com. You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet. Find new roads. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right. We are back. I want to thank all of you who are streaming online, listening to us on blogtalkradio.com, also listening on by dialing into our hotline. Thank you for listening. And those across the country, thank you for listening to the show and here in Metro Detroit. In the news this morning, a man in Texas died unexpectedly after being attacked by a swarm of bees in his yard. The 70-year-old man was mowing his lawn in Breckenridge when he was attacked by a swarm of Africanized honeybees, also known as killer bees. The Biden administration has confirmed that the U.S. will restrict travel from India starting Tuesday in response to the surge of coronavirus cases and variants being observed in the country. On the advice of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the administration will restrict travel from India starting immediately, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in a statement on Friday. The policy will be implemented in light of extraordinarily high COVID-19 caseloads and multiple variants circulating in India. The Defense Department cancels all border wall contracts using funds intended for the military. The Defense Department is canceling all contracts for wall construction on the U.S.-Mexico border that used funds originally intended for military missions and functions, the department announced Friday, a significant action after the Trump administration dipped into Pentagon funds to build additional border barriers. In one of his first actions in office, President Joe Biden ordered a pause on all wall construction and called for a review of projects and funds. While that review is ongoing, the administration is taking steps to send back billions worth of funds to the Pentagon so that they can be used for their initial purpose. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. All right. Let's go to the Sunday morning team, Henrietta Ivy. Go for it.
You know what, Michael? Your phone is breaking up just a little bit. Your mic is kind of choppy, but I hear you. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So what's going on in the political world? So we are moving into gear. I am honored to be on the board as one of the team on the communication committee with the African American Leadership Award. And this year, this very prestigious event will be taking place at the amazing Music Hall. We will be the very first organization to use the brand new Music Hall Anthem Theater that is being built right now. And we have been chosen to be the first organization to actually have our award show there this year. So it is taking place on June 19th, which is Juneteenth, the weekend of Juneteenth. And so we're excited about this event. We're excited about all the partnerships that came in with us. And if you guys, you know, like I was talking to you earlier, Michael, about purchasing a table, being a part of this VIP, it is going to be an amazing, amazing event. It is so many great things that's going to take place with this leadership award, and we got a lot of surprises coming up with this too. So that's what's happening right now, and I'm in gear with the team. We're, you know, getting the information out. We are letting people know how to purchase tickets. How to place their name in the ads, their book with the ads and everything in there this year. So I'm just excited about that. So that's what's going on right now in the political world.
Great, great. All right. Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
Good morning. So gardening just twice a week improves well-being and prunes your stress, says a new study. A new study reveals a significant association between gardening more frequently and improvements in well-being, perceived stress, and physical activity. The study from Britain's Royal Horticultural Society surveyed more than 6,000 people, and results indicate that those who garden every day have well-being scores of 6.6% higher and stress levels at 4.2% lower than people who don't garden at all. In fact, gardening every day has the same positive impact on well-being than undertaking regular vigorous exercise like cycling or running. When gardening, our brains are pleasantly distracted by nature around us. This shifts our focus away from ourselves and our stresses, thereby restoring our minds and reducing negative feelings. Respondents who garden 2 to 3 times a week had a 4.1% higher well-being score and a 2.4% lower stress levels compared to people who don't garden at all. However, gardening fewer than 3 times a month has less of a positive impact. By the Royal Horticultural Society in collaboration with the University of Sheffield and the University of Virginia and published in the City's Journal, found that more frequent gardening was also linked with greater physical activity, supporting the notion that gardening is good for both body and mind. Dr. Chalman Pugh, as gardening is like effortless exercise because it doesn't feel as strenuous as going to the gym, for example, but we can expend similar amounts of energy. Most people say they garden for pleasure and enjoyment, so the likelihood of getting hooked to gardening is also a high. And the good news is that from a mental perspective, you can't overdose on gardening. Pleasure and enjoyment is the reason why 6 in 10 people, nearly a third, say they garden for health benefits. 1 in 5 say well-being is the reason they garden, and 15% say it makes them feel calm and relaxed. And we also found a greater proportion of plants in the garden was linked with greater well-being, suggesting even just viewing green gardens may help. So if you're struggling with depression, it says that it was not just able for gardeners who benefited, but those with health problems say that gardening eased episodes of depression by 13%. It boosted their energy levels by 12%, and it reduced their stress by 16%.
Well, you know, it's Secret Weapon Missionary uses it. She gardens all the time, Missionary Humphrey.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of her secrets. Mm-hmm.
I definitely agree with it.
And I do as well.
I noticed that when I'm outside, I'm always finding that just being outside around green grass, flowers, it really does boost
mm-hmm.
my mental state. Like, I have to agree
mm-hmm.
with that.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Yes.
So
great,
get your garden, guys.
Yes, great feel-good story this morning. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews.
Well, first I'd like to say if anyone is feeling stressed, sad, or have bouts of depression, I have some work that can be done over here to help you to relieve your stress.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That is,
you know,
that was right on time. Her timing was excellent. She said that was a good setup,
know.
I tell you.
I'm here to help.
I love it.
That's all I'll say. I'm here to help. But the scripture that came to mind this morning, a very familiar scripture that we've all heard over and over throughout our lives, is Isaiah 43:19. And it simply says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." That's the King James Version. But let's look at the Message Version. Forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert. Be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? There it is. I'm making a road through the desert, rivers in the Badlands. I thought about that this morning because oftentimes as individuals, not everyone, but so many people, they get stuck remembering what someone has done to them. They get fixated on past hurts, past pain, and
it
becomes a hindrance
right.
to what God wants to do for you and your future.
Mm.
Oftentimes, we need to look at those things as stepping stones, as learning opportunities, as growth opportunities, and realize that it was just a moment in history, and it won't be that way always. So sometimes we need therapy to heal. Sometimes we just need to pray about it, or sometimes
mm-hmm.
we just need to talk ourselves through whatever we experienced in our lives so we can get to the next place, because Isaiah was the eagle-eyed prophet and often had amazing prophecies to share and to reveal to the people. But it's quite simple. Be present in the moment. Learn from yesterday, but don't hold on to it like a brand new purse that you just purchased and you don't want anybody to touch it. Let it go, whatever way, whatever form you need to go through to let it go, and realize that God wants to do something brand new in you. If it's a business, he wants to give you new ideas. If it's your family, he wants to bless your family in amazing ways. If you're Michael Van Tool and you have a radio show, he wants to expand you and allow people to pour into your radio show. If you're doing blog posts and
praise
all that he's doing,
preach.
He wants to do so much more through you,
right.
through your ministry, not necessarily in the pulpit, but in order for him to do what he wants to do within
okay.
you, you've got to be open and be present.
I had a conversation with Bishop Kathy after we got off the air yesterday, and we were Bishop, good morning, how are you, sir?
Why do you always ask me to come on after that sister and say
because I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing because Evangelist Christy sets it up and we have to run with it when she does. Because last week we were talking and I was talking about that the Derek Chauvin trial for George Floyd, and I was talking about how guilty he was, and Evangelist Christy came on and said, well, Jesus, he was not guilty in his trial. He was without
right.
sin.
That's
and
right.
that just set the tone for the whole day.
Yeah.
But look, Bishop, I had to apologize to somebody yesterday because I could tell that they were somebody was trying to call me a few times Saturday morning. I hadn't even woke up yet, okay? But I was supposed to be headed out to the a war on trash thing, and I really couldn't talk. You know, and I texted him. I said, "Wait till I get in the car. I'll call you when I get in the car." You know how that goes. You need to get out and get dressed and get out first, and then you know, by the time when you get in the car, you can just talk while you get there. But I could tell that they were a little upset, you know, and I had to explain what was going on. I had to explain that I was trying to get ready. I was already running late and things like that. Because, you know, you never know. Like Evangelist said, people kind of hang on to stuff and you don't even know that they're still upset about something. That's why when you hear about this road rage and, you know, people, you got to remember, okay, what happened first? What happened?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it could have been something simple like you took their parking space at Walmart. And then they follow you down the freeway, all up behind you, flashing their lights on you. And you're like, are they still upset? Are they upset about that parking space? Yes. People tend to carry this stuff on. Come on, Bishop. I ain't trying to preach up in here, but people do carry that stuff.
Here's what they carry, the inability to separate fact from fiction. That's what they carry. And you said it best night when we talked. You may say a little, but it mean a lot.
Uh-huh.
You see what
I mean? Yeah.
And I guess the best scriptural base to that would be the sort of scripture in the Bible where it says Jesus wept. It was a little, but it meant a lot. And the thing is, an individual, there's a trigger. You got to watch triggers. I don't think it's necessarily about the parking space or you cut them off. It's a trigger because something has happened before they got to that parking space.
Yes, it's more going on.
Before they got to the freeway. You see what I'm saying? So we have to be more aware of what triggers us. You follow me?
Evangelist, what is it? Why do people hold on to that and that baggage? And sometimes they carry it for years and years, and they don't realize. Doesn't that affect you? It affects you more, doesn't it? Because they don't even know what you're.
Absolutely.
They don't even know what you're going through. You're the one.
You know.
You think that you're directing something to them. Mm-hmm. Yes,
right.
That's it. That's
when we talk about forgiveness, we often, you know, say, oh, you should forgive them, you should let it go. And you've heard it said so many times before, forgiveness is for you. Because when we hold on things, it can turn into bitterness. The stress affects your physical well-being if you don't let these things go. And sometimes it's just as in human nature, it's hard to let something go if you feel like you've been wronged. If you feel like someone intentionally did something to you, it's like sometimes it's like you can't even comprehend, like, why would they do that? Because I wouldn't do that. Why would they do that? And so you just rehearse it in your mind, and as you rehearse it, you just become more and more upset. But if you don't talk it through, if you don't realize, like, that is their issue, and it's not your issue,
yes.
although it affected you. If you don't realize that, you'll continue to hold on to it. Oftentimes, I'll look back over, you know, things that I've experienced in my life, and I'll sit and, you know, call me crazy, but I kind of talk to myself about it. Well, you know, well, what were they going through when they did that thing? You know, what were they thinking when they did that thing? And we have to realize it's their issue and not ours. Let's stop taking on other people's stuff. We have our own stuff to deal with, our own stuff to process. So let's stop taking on others' issues so that we can just move forward in life. And like I said, if you need a preacher to talk to, a counselor to talk to somebody and allow them to help you to get past that thing.
Yes, that is so true. That is so true. People keep that stuff and you know, it drags you down. You know, when you are
it hurts.
Going through
that's
that,
why they keep
it. They don't even know. A lot of times they don't even know you don't like them anymore. You know, or you're mad at them because you're not talking to them. But you're reliving that over and over in your mind. What sometimes, and I know some of you've probably done it before. You think somebody's upset with you. And because they're not calling you, you don't call them, stuff like that. You know, sometimes just reach out, pick up the phone and just say, hey, I was just going through, saw your name on my phone list. Just wanted to say hello, see how you're doing. Just was, you know, and then you'll find out in many cases, they are so relieved that you call them. It's like who blinks first, you know. And sometimes you just got to go step out in faith and don't get caught up in their game. Because that's not you.
Yeah.
You're not that type of person. Bishop, stay on the line because we might come back to you for something. I like, you know, your input. We're going to go back. We're going to go to, you know, pick up the phone lines a little bit later because I know that there's some others that want to make some comments. Kimberly, what's going on with the weather today? It looks great. Looks great out there. I'm looking out the window now in my dining room.
It is a beautiful morning. It's a cool Sunday morning under partly to mostly cloudy skies. We might have some pesky scattered sprinkles, but they'll be mostly north of Detroit and will fade away through breakfast time. Temps start in the upper 50s and low 60s. Sunday afternoon becomes summer-like. We're going to have highs in the low 80s to near 85 degrees today. The record is 85 from 2018. And tonight we'll have some much-needed rain, which will arrive tonight and tomorrow. So today our high is predicted to be 83 degrees with a low of 58. Tomorrow we'll have rain with a high of 71 and a low of 56. Tuesday, more showers with a high of 66 and a low of 45. Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 65 and a low of 42. Thursday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 63 and a low of 41. On Friday, we'll have more scattered showers with a high of 61 and a low of 39. And on Saturday, it will be partly cloudy with a high of 62 and a low of 45.
Okay, great. Well, it's starting, the temperatures, I hope they're leveling out now and not going to be dropping any further. So gradually, it looks like things are just, so I wish it wasn't going to rain tonight because it looks like a car wash day to me. But
yes.
It might rain tonight.
But the rain is good for your gardening, Michael.
That's right. Thank you.
Go to Christian's house and get some gardening in, and then it'll rain. You'll be in the season of the fruit of your work.
Okay. Thank you. You know, Dr. Smith, Minister Smith, I was watching one of those unsung things the other day, and, you know, we were talking about when people hold grudges for a long time, sometimes years. I read of one of those R&B singers back in the, I think it was early 80s. She was on the verge of getting a great contract, record contract and everything, and somebody, one of the record producer overheard a conversation where she was talking about her. It was a woman executive. And she heard the artist say something about her, and she canceled that contract, that person's career never took off from then. Look, Dr. Smith, how punitive people can be and ruin people's careers. Have you seen something like that before? And does that happen even in our own homes and places of work? Minister Smith, you there? Oh, for some reason, it's hard to hear. It's not really coming through. But as he gets that phone line together, Sunday morning team, I don't know if I forgot what artist it was, but, you know, some of those people who are upset, it can really affect your work. Co-workers do things like that. You know, in this case, it was a record company that, you know, that just ruined this girl's career. She never got off the ground. But I don't know if something like that, one thing I'm just glad my parents taught me, I don't function like that. And I think I might have had a conversation with Henrietta about this. I'm so glad that I grew up in a Christian household. And those type of things never came into, I would never even think of doing that. Yeah, I might not be happy about it, but if the person is qualified, if they're a great singer, if I was going to give them their contract, yeah, I would do it. I mean, I'd probably let them know that I heard that, you know, I overheard the conversation and all that. Just wanted to verify if there's everything okay and that can we work something out, you know, I would approach it like that. I wouldn't have said, you know, I heard you said this. I would just go to them and say, you know, let me know. I'm open to communicate with you. Let me know how, you know, if anything I can do to make this contract even better, you know.
Right.
But to ruin somebody's career like that, it's just.
But, you know, it's a communication part. Because that isn't even communicated. What if somebody overheard somebody say? A lot of times people say stuff and it may not always come out friendly, but may not have been no ill intent behind it. This may have been a personal feeling about something, or it could have been just a misunderstanding and they made a comment, but it was probably a negative comment. But when people do that, when they hear something and they all of a sudden get into this mindset of, oh, I'm going to ruin you, or you will never work in this town again. To me, that sounds like a power struggle. It's not like you got some power and you're using it to make other people suffer. And it's a lot of people out here in this world who does that. Corporate, everyday life, neighbors, brothers, sisters, cousins. It's just people who just feel like if they can get one thing on somebody that they can exercise their power, they're going to do it. That's why it's always often said some people don't need power because they will ruin lives. And for her to ruin this girl's life over what they heard, it's like, why didn't you just, you know, that could have been money in her pocket as well as this girl's career being, you know, thriving. That should have, you know, all she'll do is say, hey, sis, let me have a conversation with you right quick. And they could have talked that out woman to woman and moved forward, both of them making money. So in the end, yes, the young lady lost her out on a good career, but this person also lost out on possibly making more money. So it's always a good thing to have a conversation. I'm a true believer, and me and you, Michael, talked about it a lot. I'll ask before I decide to make a decision, because I need to make sure that I'm hearing it from the horse's mouth. And once the horse's mouth tell me what I've heard, and they can clarify it or explain it to me, it's either one, two things I'm going to do. I'm going to move forward with you, or respectfully decline anything else from you again, and still keep it respectable. That's just how I operate. Because in life, you have to be careful. You never know who you're going to need again. But some people are so stubborn of not wanting to need anybody that they destroy. It's just that it's like Chrissy said, that they hold it on to all of that. That has got to be the worst life to live, to hold on to so much stuff. I do not like holding on to stuff. I don't.
And Michael, I think.
Sorry. Oh, go ahead, Kimberly.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, when you were giving the example about the parking spot, a lot of times I think we forget, and it is important to remember that most people, something happened to them before they got to that moment. People hold on to things, and it becomes like a cascading effect. That by the time you get to Walmart and you took somebody's parking spot, maybe you realized it, maybe you didn't, and they're upset. So now every aggression, every anger, every frustration, disappointment has boiled down to that one moment. They took my parking spot. I got to get back at them because there's somebody that they can get back at because somebody has taken their power away. And you know, it goes back to the old saying of holding on to anger or hate is like drinking poison, hoping that the other person will die. They will not. All you're doing is poisoning yourself.
Yep.
Wow. We've been working to get Brother Randall Smith back on the line. I think we got him on now. Good morning, Minister Smith.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you all?
Good. Yes. Okay. It worked. Great. Good to hear you, man. Good to hear. I just wanted you, you know, you're in the process of getting, you know, working with record companies, releasing material right now. What's your input on that? You know, some of this grudges that happen, sometimes they happen in the family, sometimes they happen at work. You know, have you seen that in your travels?
You know, I've seen it so often, and I just experienced it. Heartbreaking, you know, and I'm a big crier. I hate to see it. And then, you know, I'm fixing to mess up, so here go.
Say it.
The black men folk, we need encouragement. We need help.
You went there.
We need prayer. Yeah, I was trying. I warned y'all. I warned you.
It's okay, Brother Smith.
It's an open forum, so we hear you, but you go right ahead.
My biggest thing is, in this season, in this hour, I'm trying. I want to be where, as one of my mentors taught me, you will be the pastor to many pastors. You, Hattie Humphrey, she's a mentor to so many. And it's unfortunate, sir, that men don't have anyone to talk to. And there are so many men committing suicide.
Yeah, you're right. We need to talk more. We need more men's groups and things like that because we're under fire. We're under pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then one young lady said, I don't know where she got it from, but she said, that's why it's so many women turn to other women. And I thought that was a bit merch. But, you know.
You're the same person that brought that up, Minister, and we're going to do a segment on that soon, one of these days, because you're the second person that brought it up to me, and I'm sure we got women on the panel here. Sometimes there's not much to choose from in our community, and there's none. It's true, you know.
I mean, one young lady said that. If you go to another race, I said, beloved, hello, it's in all races, so there's nothing to choose from. Well,
yeah, we're gonna tackle that one of these days. But thanks, Reverend, for jumping in and giving your comments. We appreciate it.
Evangelist Lassiter, I appreciate you for exposing Brett Van Tool because he don't want to admit to what he's called to. But anyway, I'm gonna get off the line now.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Minister Smith, we just ran out of time. Oh man, I wish we could have heard more from you.
Get in the game.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Let me just say this before we're going to go to a break right now, a little station break. But when we come back, there are four things I wanted to bring up, a Sunday morning team, and somebody has to say it. We'll be right back after this.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Attention all seniors, Sharp and Associates Insurance Agency has an important announcement for you. If you're approaching Medicare eligibility and have questions like, how do I choose the right Medicare supplement plan? How do I avoid higher premiums? How do I reduce out-of-pocket expenses? What is the difference between Original Medicare versus Medicare Advantage? How do I choose the most cost-effective prescription drug plan? For answers to these questions and more, Sharp and Associates are awaiting your call. Phone them today at 833-668-0086 or try them on the web at sharp-insurance.com. That's sharp-insurance.com. Call today.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's Helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we are back. Thanks for listening to the show. Has everybody gotten vaccinated? Have you guys gotten vaccinated?
I am on my first dose. I get my second one this week.
I have not. What about you? I mean, you know, it's a personal choice. I got both of mine, the Pfizer. I'm okay. I didn't have any discomfort whatsoever, no issues, no problems. Why do they keep revisiting this Detroit charter? I mean, it seems like that charter sat unmolested for years. And I remember they opened it back up a few years ago and made some changes. But it seems like since then, they keep revising it. I thought, Henrietta, what's that about? Why do they keep going into the charter? And is it necessary?
It's absolutely necessary because we have to understand a lot of the laws that are in that 2012 charter is not being abided by. And what is being abided by, a lot of the elected officials are taking advantage, pretty much using that charter to their own advantage. It's not really benefiting the citizens of Detroit, although it should be. And a lot of the laws in that charter are not being adhered to by the current administration. And for years, they really never just touched it because it was more beneficial to corporate and political leaders. So when the new charter commission had their new board of commissioners come on, they looked at that charter commission. They saw a lot of flaws in there, saw a lot of issues in there that took away the rights pretty much of what the citizens of Detroit in these neighborhoods had.
And it's to get into the breakdown of it, we have to do a whole new show on it. But I'll
say
it's definitely necessary to revise it so the citizens of Detroit will be get more benefit out of that charter, and it will give the neighborhood leadership, people in the neighborhood leader in those neighborhood leadership positions, more power to control what goes on in their neighborhood. Right now, we have representation, but we have no power. And so this is why they're revisiting. This is why they're trying to bring about the changes so people in the neighborhood to have more power in their neighborhood and more a seat at the table right now. And, of course, you're going to get resistance on that because, anybody in power now who's been using that 2012 Charter Commission outline has benefited from it, but the neighborhoods haven't. So this is why the fight is like it is. And then to have the current mayor tell us that he's not going to fund it or only give it, only so many thousands of dollars to revise it, it's just kind of like a slap in the face. It's taking the power away from the people, literally. So we're trying to give the power back to the people. The current charter commissioners are trying to give the power back to the neighborhoods, back to the people, and that's why it's such a dogfight.
Okay, well, maybe I don't know, maybe the commission, the commissioners on the Charter Commission, maybe they need to explain better as to what's going on. Put it in a way like you just said, so that people can be clear as to what's going on, because, we never heard about this Charter Commission until like 10, 15 years ago when they did that major rehaul. And it seems like ever since then, they keep having to go back in. And so, now it seems like it's a living, breathing document that is shared with a regular basis.
I would try to get one of the commissioners to come on the show. Like, break that down for you, like, big time.
You know what? Yeah, I think so. I think we're going to do that and have one of the commissioners come on.
I would think we can get all three to come on, Weiner, Smalls, and Underwood, because those are the three that's really fighting to make sure this charter commission is revised to fit the people and not corporations and not political leaders. So, yeah, I would definitely say that would be a show that you would want to do for sure.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Henrietta.
You're welcome.
State Rep. Jewel Jones, the story keeps getting worse. Of course, he was resisting arrest, not complying with commands. They had to use the taser. Then he started throwing out that the governor, wait till the governor finds out about this. It was just so embarrassing to hear those comments, big Gretch even said that, now we find that there was also a woman in the car and that they were both partially undressed. So it was just a lot going on. And I wish that, he had not done this. Why can't you just get a room? I'm not trying to help the brother out, but I'm just saying, and Evangelist Christie, don't get me wrong here. I ain't trying to be a heathen or anything like this. But I'm just saying that, you might want to just like not do this in a car at 70 miles an hour on I-96 on your way to Lansing. That's all I'm saying. I told y'all.
I'm like you, Michael. I read those articles, and you like you stated, it has just gotten progressively worse with what actually happened. But we have to. To be honest, I will say this, and I'm gonna say two things. He is a great state rep. That young man knows how to get things moving. Unfortunately, his personal life crossed into his political life. That's how I view it. A lot of times we have our personal life and we have to understand if we are elected to whatever, music, your music, anything you are in the public eye all the time, every little thing you're going to be doing is going to be scrutinized. This is just one of those moments where his personal life crossed in with his political life. And you best to believe the media outlet is not going to let that rest at all. And I am on this man for the young man because he's very talented. He knows how to work in that up in Lansing, and he knows politics, and he's good at it. I'm not going to take that away from him. So I tell people all the time, yeah, he got caught up with his personal life, but the boy knows what he's doing when he's up in Lansing. No doubt. I've seen him work.
I'm sure they're going to bring this up on his next election. Somebody, whoever runs against him, they're going to
let this die.
They're taking notes right now, because if I have a list of all the stuff here, I know his detractors and enemies and those who run against him. They're going to be waiting for him at election time. That's for sure.
Just a quick question here. Now, if he were not African American and had found himself in this situation, would it have been swept under the rug? Would it have been hushed?
I think what you're saying is true, Christy. I personally believe, and a lot of people personally believe, had it been another younger state rep from another persuasion, it would have been stated that he was caught drinking and driving and do-do-do-do, but they wouldn't have put all the other actions out like they did with Joelle Jones.
I think it would have came out the first day, and then it would have been quiet. I was just watching the news. What was it, Thursday or Friday? I don't know when this first happened. They still leading off the news story with video clips of Joelle Jones. It's still going on. It's like a fire. They lit the fire, and I'm like, it took about 4 days before they let. It's like a drip drip. It took them 4 days before they talked about the woman in the car, and that they both didn't have, were partially undressed. They could have said that on day one, but, they just kind of spoon-feed it out so that they could drag it out, So he's going to need to hire a public relations firm after, sooner or later to get through this, because they are literally, his career is in the balance here.
On the line.
This
could very well destroy him, period, because he's 26 years old. He's been one of the youngest elected to these seats in history. So his whole legacy could be, at risk right now. And I say this: he's black, he's young, and he had power. And that incident is surely going to probably take some of that away or put him in a negative light.
And
I don't
know
think
this
he has
is,
been anything else. It wouldn't have happened.
This is
I don't
playing,
think.
It's, oh, go ahead. If you know this is playing all over the place, all out Michigan, they're like, oh, see, look at this. Look, another one. You know how this is going. Okay, look, one more thing on my list here, that crazy Arizona recount. I don't know if you guys have been looking at it. They said it's as crazy as it sounds. Do you know that the recount is happening at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Arizona, and it's right next to some carnival. And they were joking the other day that, it must be part of the carnival act, because this is one of the ballot counters. One of the ballot counters told CNN that Trump won. I mean, okay, so here's somebody that's supposed to be impartial counting the ballots, and they said Trump won the election. Reporters have been prevented from coming in. They've been kicked out. There's a private security force that's like posing like a police force outside of the Coliseum, monitoring traffic in and out. And it fools a lot of people. They think that that's the Arizona state troopers or something, or the police department. It's not. It's a private security firm trying to look official. It's the recount, and I don't know how many times has Arizona gone through a recount, like all these other places. A company called Cyber Ninjas is conducting the recount, but everybody involved in this recount is either related to the far right, Republican or conservative. This thing is a sham, and they just keep trying to relive and return this vote. This is unbelievable. But now we know even if they lose, the end game is to change the laws. That's what the thing is, because they know that they will never get another conservative, Republican, right-wing president elected in this country again if they feel So that's why they're doing this, because they're afraid that nobody, they won't ever get another candidate elected in this country. So in order to do that, you have to suppress our vote. You have to change the laws. They can't, and that's what they're doing.
Yep,
over the weekend, I saw it really quickly. I saw a video where Trump had crashed a wedding. And what was he talking about? How they were still finding votes in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia. And I was like, you crashed somebody, you see the band, and you see it, and I'm like, he's still talking about this.
Wow.
So that answers your question, yes, why Arizona is doing what it's doing.
Did he mention anything about the bride and groom?
I didn't hear that. That wasn't included in the video. It was all about how, you know, they were still looking for votes and people needed to pay attention. And it was supposed to be a big story in the New York Times, but it wasn't because they didn't want to get sued. I mean, there was all this innuendo and just, I was just like, wow. Let it go, dude. You lost. Let it go.
God is doing a new thing. Let it go.
Absolutely, Christy.
Comes right back to trying to change these laws. So we're going to have a fight. We're going to have a fight on our hands for the next few years, fighting all these laws that they're trying to, you know, place on in our restrictions, new rules, laws. But it's all being done to minimize and suppress our input, impact, and our vote in the next election. This is serious, and we're going to have to keep fighting. I tell you, we thought that just getting through the 60s and the civil rights here and the Voting Rights Act, we thought that was, you know, I thought that that was a battle that, you know, that was, I didn't think we were going to have to fight this battle again. And now it's they're coming at it, and for no reason at all. We had one of the best elections ever, one of the most secure, honest elections ever. And they still want to come back and change. And they're talking about, a lot of them are talking about, well, in order to prevent in any, you know, this in the future, to prevent any voting problems in the future, we didn't have it now. They're making it worse. They're making it worse. So now they're trying to tip it in their favor. That's what it does. But
exactly.
Let me get my coffee
here. But
you're
right, though, Michael.
I'm ready to go outside and work in my garden. Let me,
Absolutely.
All right.
It's kind of scary to think that, you know, they say to get out and vote. People got out and vote and they made things happen. Now they're saying, oh, wait a minute, we can't let them do that no more. So how we stop them from getting out the vote?
Right.
You know,
it's
just heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking.
So what do? They don't want us to vote. We voted. Now they don't want us to vote. So they don't want us to act up and go outside the law. Now they changed the laws to prevent us from voting. So what are we supposed to do? So, you know, one of the things we got to do is fight. And we got to fight this thing. You know, and I hope the national NAACP and the local, too, that's a whole other story, but the national NAACP needs to get very aggressive and help us. All right. We are down to about less than 2 minutes. I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you for streaming online. Thank you for those who listen to this program throughout the week. I want to thank those people listening on the phone, streaming, and even in and out of the country. So thank you so much for listening to the show. Sunday morning team, it's been a blast. Thank you. Thank you, Bishop Kathy. Thank you, Minister Smith, our regular callers. And thank you, Sunday morning team, the team of superstars.
Thank you.
Always
a pleasure.
And have a great Sunday. It's a great day. Get out in the yard, like Evangelist Christy Laster said. Let's get out and enjoy the summer.
Kimberly says it's going to be 80 degrees. I'm getting dressed right now.
I'm heading out too. Yes. All right. Have a great day.
All right,
God bless you all.
Have a great Sunday. Bye-bye.
God bless everyone.
Bye-bye.
listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.